Hi, my name's Sean Taylor. That guy over there wearing that helmet for some reason. Oh, that explains. I thought it was a football helmet at first. That guy over there is my friend Chris Ford, a.k.a. The Objective Geek, a.k.a. Magneto. It is a great-looking helmet. Welcome to Avatar, The Last Podcast. It's great to have you here. Today, we're going to talk about Toph versus Metalbenders, but in other works of fiction. Chris, well, you know, before we do that, though, Chris, how are you? How you doing?
We're the future, Charles, not them.
It's a great line. What a great movie. That whole first movie is glorious.
Yeah, and even if you think about Magneto's like intent, that's not a super villain plan. He's not like, I'm going to kill everybody. He's like, my intention is I'm going to turn the world leaders into mutants. And when they're mutants, they'll then be more empathetic to our cause.
That's a pretty,
you're like, you know what?
That's a pretty empathetic villain cause right there.
Yeah.
What?
If it wasn't, it's almost like, I feel like they did a first draft and that was it. And then they went and read it. It was like, wait a minute, we should be rooting for Magneto. This isn't like a bad thing. And then they had to go and add in the fact that like, oh, this thing is unstable. You might kill, it might kill people. But Magneto doesn't know that.
Which is, I am completely fine with, because in my head it works. Yeah. Like, all right, you mess with genes when the person's already been, you know, gened, right, at birth, and now you're just like, well, I'm just gonna tamper with this. I can completely get on board. We just talked about this probably for the same reason. That one, the first movie, is in First Class and Days of Future Past, might be three of my favorite superhero movies.
Ooh, okay. Yeah.
Maybe like three of my top 10, I bet.
Oh, that's, man, I haven't made a good superhero list.
I like the concept of X-Men in its core. I'm biased to the idea of like a, I don't want to call it a niche, but like kind of an acute superpower as a result of a mutation. Like that's a good basis for heroes to me. I like it.
I'll put the First Class is great. The first one's great. The second one's X2, X-Men United.
It's great.
X Future Past, I think it's like such a great blend. Man, I really need to rewatch that movie. I love it. I've always loved it.
I'm a little lesser on two. I still love it. I still watch it every time. I watch three every time as well. But I'm a little lesser.
That White House scene. It's like there are a few movies that start off so great, like he's
really
going
cool.
through the White House, just
wrecking shop,
and it's like multiple suspects. It's like, no, this is one guy. Just
well, and talking about setting the table for mutant hatred, you know, just like that's that's a perfect setup. I'm not quite as big until, you know, like the lore stuff and things that, for example, you probably are, but it's still a really good movie. Then three is weird. I feel like we've complained about three before. Maybe on the show.
I like three more than most people. I feel like X-Men 3, The Last Stand, is better than people give it credit for. It's not, people like to lump it in with Spider-Man 3, and I think it's way better than Spider-Man 3.
I would definitely watch it before Spider-Man 3. I don't think it's that close to me personally.
Yeah.
I don't like Apocalypse. I don't like, what's the Phoenix? I didn't care for
that one. I didn't like them either that much. I thought they were fine. Actually, no, I did not like the Phoenix one. I didn't like it. Apocalypse I thought was fine. But that's my last stand. That might be the movie I've seen the most in theaters.
No kidding.
I think I saw it like four or five times in theaters.
It's still really good. Like that first trilogy always gets me. Did it go the first trilogy and then First Class? Like they were really on a great thing. And then what happened after First Class was the two Wolverine ones, mm-hmm. right? Which is
setback. No, it went the first three, then X-Men Origins Wolverine. I want to say around 2008 or 2009. And then First Class came out, I want to say like 2011. Yeah, because that was a bunch of movies came out that year in 2011. Yeah, First Class is one of them. Yeah, because Captain America, Thor, Green Lantern, and X-Men First Class, those all came out that summer of 2011. Don't know why I remember that so distinct.
That's very vibrant, very vivid memory.
Yeah. First Class, and then Days of Future Past.
No, Wolverine was before Days of Future Past.
Right? I'm sorry. Yeah, yes, it went. First trilogy, X-Men Origins, Wolverine. Then did the Wolverine come out before? No. Then Days of Future Past. I'm sorry. The trilogy, X-Men Origins, Wolverine, which is terrible. Mm-hmm. First Class. Then
Wolverine.
The Wolverine. Then X-Men Days of Future Past. Then I want to say Logan,
either Logan or Apocalypse. I don't remember.
Yeah,
one of the. Those
I want to say Logan.
My gut said Logan, which I like. It's not my kind of movie, but I really liked Logan, or I understood that it's a really good movie. It's just not my.
I liked it, and I never needed to watch it again.
Yeah, I've only seen it one time.
I watched it.
Yeah,
yeah,
I've seen it exactly once. And then the Phoenix, whatever, which I watched once, and I couldn't even get myself
interested.
Well, long story short,
also right.
X-Men franchise, big fan, especially if you lump in the Deadpool movies, which I do because there are always canonically X-Men in it.
I'm not a big fan of that, but
I am a fan of that. Chris, they're in there. He talks about him, talks to him directly. I don't make the rules.
It goes the trilogy, X-Men Origins Wolverine, X-Men First Class, then X-Men First Class, then The Wolverine in 2013.
How are we way then off? You're dead on so far.
We put X-Men Days of Future Past before The Wolverine.
No, we corrected ourselves. We got it right.
Oh, did we?
Okay. We did, yeah.
Yeah, so The Wolverine in 2013, X-Men Days of Future Past in 2014, X-Men Apocalypse in 2016, then Logan.
So we had those two flipped.
Yeah.
They were really close.
Then Dark Phoenix, and then I guess if you count the New Mutants, which I don't. Not in the X-Men of movies. I don't count New Mutants.
Yeah, that's fine. Good franchise. More good than bad.
Yes, I would take it over the Marvel universe, over the MCU.
Oh, I would. I'm an
X-Men fan, though, so
this is the wrong group to ask that question to. But yeah, I still don't care. And then we've just rewatched Community, and it's funny that Marvel to Jeff Winger was already boring in like 2010 or whatever. It's 2025, and it is the most watered down thing ever. Oh yeah, those bland, soulless Marvel movies or whatever he said.
Which is funny because the directors of a bunch of Community's episodes, some of the best episodes, like the paintball episodes, mm-hmm. Russo brothers directed a bunch of those. The Russo brothers went on to direct the biggest Marvel movies. They directed the first, the Winter Soldier movie, and then Civil War, and then Infinity War and Avengers, whatever they're called. Those ones that made the most money.
I say this a lot, and so far I have very little evidence to contradict it, of most of my favorite superhero movies do not involve saving entire universes. Or multiverses or anything like that. And that, even with the X-Men, that kind of tracks. Like the one I like best, a little more local.
I mean, dude, Days of, you know, we talked about the first X-Men.
Yeah.
It's just
New York City. Yeah.
It's like, yeah. The second one is like save. At one point it's save all the mutants. And then it goes save all the humans. But at least it's like it wasn't big. It was like we're in this one room.
Yeah. Like, yeah.
This one room is just in the Cerebro.
Well, and all these they're not like recruiting you know, alien forces or using multiverse technology. Like, no, there's still just all these kids, all these teenager teachers, you know, I feel smaller.
Yeah.
Feel smaller. Maybe my brain just can't handle big scopes. But that's 10 minutes of X-Men opinions, Chris.
The reason why we're talking about the X-Men, the reason why I had on the Magneto helmet is because this episode we are doing, this may be a series of episodes or a topic, is a member from the Avatar universe versus people with the same powers. In this case, it's Toph Bei Fong versus other metal benders across fiction. I know we could have gone with Guevara, who's probably a better metal, might be sacrilegious, might be a better metal bender than Toph. But Toph is, they're probably not that far off, and also Toph is just Toph.
Do you think Guevara has a good seismic sense? Do we have examples of that? I think that's a big part of Toph compensating for blindness in particular, right? But just curiosity.
I don't think I've ever seen Guevara use seismic sense. Because Suyin does, and Lin Beifong does, and Aang does. Other than that, I don't think I've ever seen anyone use seismic sense.
I feel like you could make an argument that Kuvira's probably a better metal bender, just, you know, straight metal bending. But if you told me that Toph would be better, you know, maybe, what am I trying to say? Better, like an offense defense balance just because of seismic sense? I'd think about it. I'd hear it.
Yeah. All right. So we're going to go through a list of other people. Other superheroes or people in anime, characters in anime, or characters in anything. There's honestly not as many as I thought it were going to be. People who manipulate metal as part of their power set. Doesn't have to be their whole power set, but is a big, or it's a part of it. And see how Toph fares against them. Because this is often a popular fan discussion of like, all right, Toph versus this person. I've often seen Toph versus Magneto. So we'll go through each person and kind of highlight what we think would happen in the first match of just using metal. And first up is Magneto. I'll ask you, Sean, how do you think Toph would fare against Magneto?
Saying just metal is difficult because are you then saying she can't use seismic sense to compensate for the fact that she can't see because that is her sight?
Yeah. Well, yeah, she can.
Okay.
Yeah, give her that.
She still gets to see with her feet, but she can't, like, earthbend him into the ground below his feet.
Yes.
Bless his metal. Okay.
And also, Magneto can't use... Because Magneto's powers... The interesting thing about lots of these characters is that Magneto's powers aren't, like, metal-based, I would say. They're, like, he is the master of magnetism, right? He can actually magnetize anything. Like, he can actually lift non-metal objects, but for the most part he just does metal. But canonically he can lift things that aren't made of metal, but in this case we're talking just metal.
My gut reaction is still to take Toph because of the ability to shape the metal.
Interesting. Okay.
I think creatively that's going to lend itself well, but if you're just overpowering, do we have good examples of Magneto probably just being his magnetism abilities being just substantially more powerful than what we've seen Toph do with metal?
Would you like to base this off of the comics, or would you like to base it off the
movies? I have no comic experience. It would have to be off the movies. And in the movies, it's kind of noted, they even explicitly allude to it, that it's not like it's the most powerful, you know, bending ability or a mutation out there, right? He's just intelligent and creative and all that stuff, but he's not overpowering in the movies. He's crafty, which obviously is going to serve him well. Man, what would Tom?
I'm glad I asked you first because I have the complete opposite opinion.
I'm glad I didn't.
I was afraid I might have swayed your opinion. Well, but I'm also happy that you have that opinion.
No, I'm trying to think of how well it would go, but I like the idea of Toph being able to manipulate the metal itself. I don't know how well that's going to come in handy just yet.
And but, I will say, looking at the first X-Men, like if you just look off his feet in the first one, it would be a close fight. It would be a really good close fight. The second X-Men movie, what does he do big in there? Nothing that big.
I didn't feel like he does anything overpowering there.
Yeah, not in the second one. He did able to sense the iron in a person's blood and that guard's blood. And that was cool freaking scene.
Yeah.
Like, oh, there's something different about you.
And Rebecca Romijn is there too, so that's pretty fun.
Yeah. And he's like, too much iron in your blood. And then he's like, freaking lifts the guy up, squeezes the blood out. To Toph's credit, Toph can sense mercury in Korra.
That's pretty cool.
Which is a, yeah, which is a,
it's like, weird. The iron in the blood is weird, though, because everybody already has iron in their blood. That guy just had,
he had
more of it.
Yeah, he had like a bunch of it.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is funny. It's funny when you watch it. This is a side note. But if you've ever seen those videos of people like, look at baby food. What's all these metals doing in there? And people are like, that's iron.
I, like, what do you mean? If I had that conversation with a real person in real life.
Oh.
Yep.
Like, what do you think they were? What do they were saying when they're iron and minerals and stuff
that
like
I should
your blood
consider buying a different baby food is what they were saying pretty directly. But anyway, iron good. We need that in our blood. I need it so when I'm always, I got enough.
I am always taking off. Man, this last time I gave blood, I tried. I mean, I was able to donate blood, but it wasn't high enough to do my usual double red blood cells. I could only do the regular weak one. It takes me like 5 minutes to do. And like, I hate taking iron supplements because it makes my stomach queasy and stuff.
Yeah.
So I try to take it at night because I can just sleep through it. And I take it at night. I take it with another multivitamin, and I take it with Sunny D. Sunny D has a bunch of vitamin C in it, which helps that. And I eat plenty of meat. I didn't eat any dairy. I try to go without, and I love ice cream. That's like, and I love cereal. And so for me, it's like almost fasting. That's that person's way of fasting.
Ice cream. I have to go on the carnivore diet for 24 hours. It's the worst.
I do it for a week, Sean.
Oh, I didn't see that's dedication. You know,
yeah.
I don't got to do it. I walk in there, and Chris, someday, so I do the platelets, and so far I've been able to do a triple every time. I don't even know what a good iron count is. It's just like, all right, good for a triple. Someday they're gonna be like, okay, you can give a double, and I'm gonna be like, well, I'm sorry, step back now. What? How dare you?
I know it has to be for the double red blood cells has to be like 13. I don't know what that 13 is. That's just the, you know.
I think it has to be
above a 13.
I think mine was 12 or
12.6.
I think for platelets it was 13 or 14 is what got me into triple territory or something like that.
For crap, 14.
But just for platelets. Yeah, well, I'm not saying not for the other. It's just the platelets is all I know. That's all.
Yeah.
Interesting. Long story short, Magneto wouldn't have to have... If he could have Rebecca Romijn drug me before he murders me, at least I'd have a cool story to tell, but I don't know if he would have to. He could probably just... as is, you know?
Yeah. But third movie, he lifts a whole bridge.
Okay. Okay.
Like the Golden Gate Bridge. That's where it's like Toph can't do anything against.
We don't have any suggestion that Toph can bend that much metal. Okay, I want to give Toph like peak Toph too, because that's maybe a little post prime Magneto, but again, It's pretty peak.
Talking about an elderly man who survived the Holocaust.
Yeah, yeah. But I mean, can you one to one the earth bending strength of Toph to
metal bending? I was thinking about, like,
I don't think so, because at that time when she does that, she literally doesn't know any metal bending, does she?
I'm saying if she can hold, you know, X amount of earth as an earth bender, can she hold that same X amount of metal as a metal bender? Like, just months later, once she figures out how to metal bend.
I don't think you can make that connection, because even at that time, she literally, like, it can't be a one-to-one, because at that time, she literally can't metal bend at all. So I don't know if you have
substantial... once that chakra is unlocked, or once that ability is unlocked to metal bend, right? Like, at that point in time, she can... Like, she knows how to... At one point, she doesn't know how to metal bend. She can't metal bend. Then she knows how to metal bend.
But she still starts really small, suggesting that those paths aren't, like...
True.
They can't have the same potential, which is your point, is they could have the exact same... There's nothing that we can point to that can prove that they have the same potential.
True.
I don't think.
Yeah, that makes sense. I think it makes sense what you're saying.
So I would have to say, you know, Chris, what does she do anything really cool in the comics with metal quantity?
No, nothing. Nothing that would come close to. I mean, her greatest metal bending feat. You know, it's so hard because it's not like there's a bunch of objects made of metal. She lifted this. There's. Either I couldn't see her lifting a bridge made of earth that big.
Okay, that's fair. All right, I'll buy that.
And then the Magneto, Magneto can stop bullets. I think she could stop.
I think
she could stop bullets. Could she be good enough to stop
everything?
Dozens of police officers shooting bullets at her, also to enough point where he can, like, precisely keep a bullet on a person's head without penetrating their skin.
I have an easier-ish time believing that she could do that with, like, finite precision. I know that doesn't seem like her style, but to, like, stop them all, to me, isn't stopping them all, like, one by one, but more like stopping with, like, a wave. You know what I mean? It's not like she's stopping 10 individual things. She's just...
Yeah.
All around here.
Yeah, same with Magneto, probably. That's not like I focused in on each of those individual ones.
No. So could she, could she hold a bullet to somebody's head at her peak like that? I think so. I have an okay time believing that.
I think so, too.
Not that overpowers the previous evidence.
Yeah, presented. The bridge thing. Yeah, there's... And that's... Yeah. In the other movies, you know, he lifted a satellite. Satellites are huge. I don't think Toph could bend that. Maybe she could. The bridge is a huge...
She'd be bending it at points or places, right? She wouldn't just be able to take the whole thing and crumple it or something. I think that's fair. So, no, I'll buy your argument.
Okay.
If we're talking comics,
Magneto, it is not close at all. Like, Magneto is powerful enough to grab an asteroid has some metal properties out of the space. He's also strong enough to, like...
Well, but Chris, reverse the magnetic... Canonically, Avatar teaches us that metal bending asteroids is easier than bending regular metal, so that tracks.
Oh, no, the whole asteroid, not a part, not a... and that would be a comet that she called. Asteroid...
I don't actually remember. Meteor? Do they call it a meteor in the show?
I think meteors hit, but it's seasons. Wait, what's the difference between a meteor season... but a meteor.
I bet it's something as asteroid. I bet it's something as simple as like you know, like lava being lava outside but magma inside the volcano. It's going to be something that finite of a difference.
Comets, I know comets don't land, right? Because you know, we have Halley's Comet.
Yeah,
like they, you know, they go asteroids. I think asteroids are just huge things that pass by. Like they don't, maybe they don't necessarily have a tail or anything.
They don't, meteors, they don't have a regular trajectory. Like a comet, we see the same comet over and over again. So it's somehow in orbit with us or relative to us in its own orbit. Asteroids don't have that probably. They're probably just out there just screaming, flying through space aimlessly, just the whole time.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Now I'm looking up. The main difference lies, so I looked up the difference between the asteroid and the meteor. Asteroids are space rocks orbiting the sun, while meteors are the bright streaks of light seen when meteoroids, smaller space rocks, enter Earth's atmosphere and burn up.
Oh.
Then what are comets?
See, I would have guessed that comet was what you defined, what they defined there as an asteroid. That would have been my comet guess.
Okay, let's see. Comets are icy bodies with a nucleus of ice, dust, and gas, often with a tail when they approach the sun.
No way.
Okay. So I guess comets are icy bodies that orbit the sun. Asteroids, primarily rocky and metallic materials, mostly found in the asteroid belt. Okay, I guess that makes sense. There's the asteroid belt. They're larger than meteoroids. Meteors are fragments of asteroids or comets, and they burn up upon entry into Earth's atmosphere.
So it's like it's not a meteor until it gets in the atmosphere.
I think so.
Well, that's kind of what I was thinking with the lava magma example. It's like, well, out there it's a meteoroid, but in here it's a meteor.
Magma in the
Can't just be the same thing both places. Is that not?
Yeah.
This has been
Science
with Sean and Chris.
Next character. So, in general,
actually,
I have Magneto winning. Any version of Magneto, I have winning. Next person up is one of my favorite characters who I've cosplayed as. Oh, I forgot to say, Sean, speaking of cosplaying, because I said in the last video that I got a cosplay idea from the next one. It is going to be a amalgamation or a cross of Toph and Magneto. Somehow I'm gonna go with the color scheme of Toph, and like the base costume would be Toph, and then I think I'll just put some painter's tape in the color. It'll look cheap, but I can either paint it, because I could see myself repainting this color and making it look more metallic, because right now this just looks plastic.
Kind of a flat red, whereas it could be sort of a chromey. It's a little deeper red too, I feel like. Well, I guess movie versus comics.
Well, I think for some reason in the camera it looks deeper red, but it looks more maroon, I think, from my point of view.
Yeah.
Good. So I think I'll make similar color scheme to Toph, green and yellow, and then have like a Toph outfit, sort of, but maybe more tailor like Magneto's. So Toph color scheme, definitely. And then I'll have gotta have a cape. Magneto looks great with a cape.
A full cape some too. Type it's, of, it's a pretty good size.
Yeah, and maybe some type of like Magneto usually has, like from the comics, like some type of garment here or metallic thing here that attaches to his cape. And then maybe I'll have like the championship belt that Toph has. It has made of metal. And that's my idea so far for the NetsCon.
You had me at championship belt. I do. Always infinite respect for the guys at con who dress up like Ember Island players Toph. That's a gag that to me never gets old. Never.
Yeah, and I looked at some of those. I was like, I mean, mine's would be different. But I did see him like, can I get my biceps up to the point that looks better in the next months, 8 or so months or 7 months. Maybe I could.
Some of those people we see are pretty fit yeah, humans.
They are
pulling off that look.
That's not me.
I have no interest personally, but I like, I mad respect to those people.
I remember the first, I did have muscles when I was a teenager. I remember my friend like asked me to flex one time. I was like, okay. He was like, you're strong. You have more muscles than you think. I was like, oh, okay. They're like gone now, but maybe I can get them back.
They're not gone. They're buried.
Yeah, they're buried. All right. Next character, Static, aka, to people who don't know, Static Shock from Static Shock cartoon and show. So his powers are electricity / magnetism, and so he uses that to control metal. He, and if you look at the cartoon in the comics, he does have like, he can easily stop like gunfire. Like people can shoot machine gun at him. He's just like, he can just put up a force field that stops it's not a force field. It is a force field.
It's literally a magnetic field.
He's controlling magnetic field. He's controlling the metal. Could he? He uses more of his lightning / electricity powers more than being able to like lift metal. He mostly uses metal because he uses it to fly on. He'll make flying discs. He flies on them, and then he'll use metal a little bit to like. He'll take a trash can or something and bang up against people. And so, with that being said, as much as it hurts me, I would take Toph in this fight against Static. Like I said, he does his
offensive. He doesn't have that many damage.
I think with metal.
His offensive damage. That being said, primarily electrical.
Yeah. That being said, I don't think Toph. The interesting thing is, I think his defense would be really good. Like, I'm not sure Toph would be able to actually hurt him. She has a better offense than him.
So something I was thinking about with Magneto and gonna bring back up here is just, I still like this idea that and Magneto has the strength that he can kind of brute force it with his magnetism powers, but just the idea of like maybe not hurt him, but can she incapacitate him by putting metal around him in a way that he can't escape? Can he brute force his way out of a metal box if he had to? And it's like, if the answer is no, then I lean Toph. Whereas Magneto is like, he just can literally maybe brute force his way out of that stuff.
If you put him in a metal box, could he get out?
Does he have examples of where he could metal bend his way out of a box, essentially? That sounds like a derogatory. God, can't metal bend his way out of a box. That's not what I mean.
When people try and like trap him, they make sure to use plastics and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Like if a character is familiar with them. And so I'm pretty confident he'll work his way out of a box pretty easily.
Okay. Fair enough.
But like I said before, I'm not sure Toph will be able to hit. Like his defense is really good. Like I said, like bullets, like Toph would have to overpower him to a certain point that maybe she threw like a train on him or something. That's out.
Yeah, maybe. Chris means some other form of transportation, not typically associated with weird videos on the internet.
A car. If she threw like a car on him, that wouldn't be enough.
So for the reason that we
semi,
the reason that we mentioned earlier, the reasons that we mentioned earlier make the bullet stopping just not like a huge feat to me. Like they're just doing one thing in really close quarters. When they're all stopping like projectiles. Like if Kuvir was throwing, bracelets at Toph, I would have no doubt that she could stop them within her close vicinity when Kuvir is over there. You know what I mean? So that doesn't do a lot for me. for any of their sakes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think
I would probably give the edge to Toph since it's just purely metal.
Yeah.
Metal isn't, I'm not gonna say it's not his expertise. That's just not his, like, his base. If he had a base power set, it's electricity. He uses that to control metal,
yeah,
and stuff. But it's not. He doesn't even like manipulate metal in the sense that, like,
the metal is completely,
like, or even like
the projectile. It's not like the projectile solely. It's not even the product for him, like it is with
Magneto. Yeah, like if he picked this up and it was metal, he wouldn't be able to like turn it. I've never seen him like turn it into like a key or something.
Yeah.
Like, or like, he's just like, no, he just picks it up as itself. Like, sure, he could crush it, but he would just pick it up and throw it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would take Toph. It'll be a close battle, just because Static's defense is pretty great. But yeah, I would take Toph.
I was having trouble thinking of characters beyond those two in the first place, so I'm looking forward to just who your next characters are.
The others aren't. There's one here that you won't be familiar with, but I'll mention anyway. From Naruto, he's called the third Kazekage. That doesn't mean anything to you either.
Nope.
But essentially, this person is like the leader of his village, or was leader of the village. And like, they can often control like sand, but he can control like little shards of sand that's made of metal. It's called Iron Sand, and yeah, he's pretty freaking strong. I would say this, like, characters from Naruto. So I will probably, like I said, he controls sand, like that's made of metal. It's funny, cause sand is. That might be a good matchup for Toph. Huh. Yeah. But I was thinking, because Death Battle did a Earthbending match between Toph and Gaara. You don't know who Gaara is, so it's fine. Gaara is also from Naruto, who is, I want to say, the son of this character that I'm talking about here. Death Battle did have Toph winning that match, and I disagree sometimes with Death Battle, but they do a lot of research and stuff. And so when I don't have as much knowledge about something, I'll probably lean to their judgment. They had Toph win in that match.
Can that guy do anything with the metal sand, though, or is he just controlling the metal sand and using it like Big Hero 6, like the villain uses the little?
Ooh, it is kind of similar to that. Probably way faster. Like, yeah, it would, you know, the speed at which they do these things. He also creates puppets.
See, to me, Toph still wouldn't have any trouble stopping or redirecting or just outstronging, you know, small metal particulate, you know, just mold it together and send it back at him. And what's, you know, can he do anything against that? Like, I have no idea.
It does say, you know, he could form massive constructs, like he can make a spear or a shield from the metal sand. Also, this might be cheating, but he has poisoned iron sand that he can use to paralyze his foes.
If he's poisoning it himself somehow, then should Toph be able to poison it also? Probably. Man, the tough part about Toph is we just don't have enough examples of those good.
I know, right?
Those good mid-years.
See, the sand part is what might. And I didn't think about this before. Is what probably will lean the fight for me for him, because Toph, I'm not sure she will be able to see all that sand as well as she would be able to.
Can that guy do anything with anything other than sand, though? Because if she could just solidify it into a big chunk of metal, and then he's just like, well, I'm screwed.
Yeah. Yeah, he can control metal. He just likes to use sand, because that's kind of his.
But he can't control other metal in similar ways?
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Okay. Interesting.
I would probably just based off of sand, not even power, and not including the poison thing, because that's seems like a cheat. I would probably give it to this character, the third Kazekage. I forget what his name is, honestly. Kazekage is a term. It's like the president of, or the leader of this group. Kage means shadow. I'm guessing Kaze, I forget what Kaze means. Anyway, there's like five different lands. They all have their own leader with the term Kage and the term, like there's the Hokage, there's the Raikage. There's the whatever. All those different terms mean like the shadow, mean they overlook that village. Mm-hmm. The Kimuro Kage. Wait, is there Kimuro Kage? Fire shadow? Black. Anyway, not important. But I'll probably give the third Kazekage the advantage just because it's sand and because Toph had trouble a little bit just with plain sand. And it will be a learning curve to deal with, I think, metal sand. Not that she wouldn't be able to combat it elite some, but it will be enough that there will be a window there that this person could take advantage of.
I have to defer.
Yeah. And I do know that some of these conversations will be based more, probably more so on by that's up. Alfonso Elric from Full Metal Alchemist, the small older brother. Mm-hmm. He uses metal. Mm-hmm. He usually forms metal using alchemy and stuff. He's getting whooped by Toph easily.
I would say, wouldn't she just, you know, he's forming it with alchemy. Wouldn't she just,
yeah,
a piece of tinfoil?
Also, yeah. Also, he does. Yeah, yeah. And also, he doesn't like control metal. He just can form it.
Yeah.
So, like I said, this list is shorter than I thought.
But what a useful counterpart. You want that guy to be on your team. You just don't want him, you know, being the front guy against Toph.
Yeah. From Jujutsu Kaisen, there's a character named Nobara Kigasaki. She uses this technique called like a hammer and metal nails. She like infuses nails with certain energy and she hits them and she controls them. And yeah, Toph is like, we talked about bullets before. These nails, I don't think are faster than the bullets. They're fast, but
faster than a bullet. Yeah, that's
catching bullets with his teeth. Yeah, I was about to rewatch that movie yesterday. Then there's Magneton for Pokemon that I wasn't even sure had metal powers, but I was just like, I assume it does. His name is Magneton.
To the best of my knowledge, he's strictly electrical, so it'd be a static shock. It'd be a Virgil bucket, where it's not that like. There's an episode where they're all like magneted together and they're all just stuck together because they're made of metal, which, you know, seems like it'd be unfortunate. But to the best of my knowledge, that's it. It would be a worse version of static. Much worse, much more narrow. So I don't think they got anything there. Not with just using metal.
Yeah. Sean, was there someone from, I know you're solely watching One Piece. Was there a character from One Piece that used metal?
Not yet, or not exclusively, but I will say the thing with One Piece is that all these villains will show up and it'll just be like a very arbitrary set of powers where it's not like you know, not like a certain mutation or not like a certain bending. It's like, no, it's just a guy that when he opens his jackets there's just large machine guns in there. It's like, it's not a mutation, it's what he has. No, so nothing that I can note yet. 60 episodes in.
Okay,
very likely somewhere buried in there. But
we talked before about Colossus from X-Men. Mm-hmm. and that he would not do anything.
Yeah,
he just turns into like, you were better off just being regular big strong guy.
Yeah, just by yourself. What about Ernest goes to jail? He gets electrocuted and then he has the ability to, you know, he's basically Virgil for one small part of the movie.
Sorry, I just got a thigh cramp.
Interesting. I thought you were working really hard to remember the movie Ernest Goes to Jail. I don't think it's worth thinking about that hard.
I like bent my leg in a certain way, and it was just like, nope, there's a cramp.
Getting old is cool. Okay. No, I can't think of any other things that sort of outwardly bend or manipulate metal as an offensive weapon.
Yeah, there wasn't as many as I thought there would be.
Excellent. Chris, final.
There might be one from My Hero Academia. There's one guy who has metal teeth, and he just grows huge blades from it, from his teeth. It's a weird, stupid power.
That sounds
he would be beat.
Virtually worthless.
Like his character design is like a gimp, and but it's like his whole body's like covered in leather except for his mouth. It's just teeth that come out. Bits.
Sounds horrible.
Then there's other guy who keeps like screws and nails on him and stuff like that, and bolts and nuts, and he can throw them, and then he can make them giant. And I don't think he can like bend it necessarily directly, but he can like throw it and then make it like the giant, the size. He can make like a nail the size of like 6 foot nail. That would be interesting.
I just threw it into AI just for giggles. Gemini AI. And so yeah. It says Magneto, Colossus, which we discussed, Doc Ock, which not really. Polaris, who says daughter of Magneto, not familiar.
Yeah.
Full Metal guys. Gajeel Red Fox, which is from Fairy Tail, which I've watched, I don't know, probably 50 episodes at one point. I don't remember him specifically, him or her. But it says he can consume iron for strength and create iron weapons, whatever that means. Risotto Nero from JoJo's Bizarre Adventure Part 5, unfamiliar. Rel from League of Legends, Tremor from Mortal Kombat. That's what I got.
I feel like I'm missing one.
I'm sure descriptions.
Like no fighting game.
Just from descriptions, Gajeel and Risotto seem to actually manipulate metal in terms of anime and stuff, but those are out of my realm of experience.
Yeah, I never watched those shows. I tried to watch JoJo's Bizarre Adventure, and I got about 5 episodes in, and I was like, not for me.
I think I legitimately enjoyed, I'm trying to remember, I don't want to get it mixed up. I think I legitimately enjoyed Fairy Tail, but what was available on Netflix ran out. Right, so I didn't have access to the full thing dubbed. I can't watch subbed. I'm sorry, sub fans, I just can't. And it ran out. Otherwise, I think I enjoyed that one enough to pursue, potentially. Like, I remember making it the whole way. But anyway. Kind of a standard, I don't want to say a standard, high fantasy tropes, join a guild, fight bad guys.
Yeah.
Anyway, those are the metal benders. Chris, just real quick, I got to know, what you think, you feel Kuvira in this exact example would fare better in general across the board? Just metal specific?
Yeah. She is a better metal bender, and objectively have displayed better metal bending.
I think we have better examples of her, like with the overpowering, like metal bending size and sort of sheer strength and volume, but then plenty of examples of her doing, with like precision and creativity as well. Yeah. And then I think it also, there's something to her that feels like a trained martial artist that I feel like would play that would play well against like a Magneto or something. Like Magneto's crafty, but there's something about her that's just like, she's a fighter, I don't know.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if it would really help or not, but just thinking about a one-on-one battle as opposed to a scheme, an evil genius plot where he wrecks a bridge or whatever.
I am surprised that there are not as many metal manipulating characters as I thought there would be.
Electricity is all the rage. they need to expand.
We'll get to electricity.
We'll do electricity. That'd be great.
Yeah. We'll get to ice and air. And also blood. There's probably more bloodbenders
in fiction
than metal.
When we do bloodbenders, give me an example. I can't think of any other like bloodbending types. I keep thinking of just like mind control type stuff, not literal blood and muscle control.
That list of people who manipulate blood characters. There's a character from Jujutsu Kaisen. He manipulates his own blood, but he uses it to like shoot streams of stuff. There's a character from Naruto named Hidan who like, if you get some of your blood, we'll take you through a ritual and then controls your body and stuff like that. Then there's a character from My Hero Academia named Stain. You might remember, if he licks your blood, he can paralyze you.
I do recall.
But it depends on your blood type. So if you're a certain blood type, it's shorter. Let's see. So those are the main ones I can think of. Oh, apparently there's a character in Chainsaw Man. Then you talk about, I was gonna say vampires, but that's a different thing. Oh, it's called a hemomancer to some, and like in D&D apparently, or stuff like that.
Interesting. I was just thinking about D&D because one of my comrades is a vampire that hasn't fully turned yet. And so he's currently like trying to resist, but we like can't let him near raw meats or things like that. It's very silly. It's very silly. On our way to kill the original vampire as we speak, or be killed doing so. Yeah.
Blood is an interesting one that I think is like the use of it is so unique, different from different people.
I'm actually having these horrible visions, and I hadn't thought of it yet, that if we don't win this fight, then our characters will be turned, like, the DM won't kill us. He'll turn those characters into vampires, and then our next group, like our next campaign, we'll just end up going and hunting our former selves, or he'll have them haunt us or something weird. Now I'm scared.
But yeah, those are some of the metal. Some of the they are metal benders. Mm. They're bending blood.
Yeah, it's true. Getting back to some iron.
Oh, they're probably bending the water, it depends on the type of bender. Depending on the water in the blood cells, and not the iron in the blood cells.
That is my preferred method of blood bending. That's what my brain wants blood bending to be. All right. Well, thanks, Chris, for walking us through some fights. Thanks for being here, everybody. My name's Sean. That's my friend Chris Ford, aka The Objective Geek, of Twitter and YouTube fame. YouTube famous. Janet Varney knew who he was. It's a big deal. I said this sarcastically.
Big deal.
It's really cool.
Yeah.
And I'll put all the stuff down in the description. Leave positive comments, thumbs ups, likes, bells, anything positive interaction. We love it all. So, yeah, thanks everybody for being here. We'll see you next time.
Goodbye. Happy July. Happy Superman Day. Superman will be up.
Happy July 12th, roughly, give or take. July 12th. Great day, July 12th. Happy that. All right. See you later, everybody.